What's up, everyone? It's your favorite podcast host, Nikki Marie. Today, I have a special guest. He is a music artist, and he goes by the name of Ella J. So we're going to listen to his song, Passion, and then we're going to get straight into the interview. So stick around for the new song, Passion.
Girl, love is a passion, running without limitations. Girl, I can't imagine life without you. I just wanna be down for you. You ain't gotta be perfect. Baby, you ain't gotta show me that you're worth it. Girl, my heart is open, girl, you can have it. These emotions that we have is a passion, yeah. We got too much in common. See, our love is loyalty and equal with a passion. Loving all your unique ways. Passion about the things that you say. Care for you like crazy. Do anything for you, baby. I ride out the long mountains for you, baby. Can't get enough of you, girl. I just wanna show that you mean the world. I don't wanna be with no one if it ain't you. Cause ain't no other guys gon' treat you like I do. Yeah, I'm the one, yeah, you can run to. She knows she my baby, we can keep this on the low. Turn the lights down, no one's even gotta know. Just long as you love me, I'll love you. Put all my time in the world for you. These other girls got nothing on you. I'll go to war for you, war for you. I'll be down for you, down for you. I'll be the one to fight your battles. You ain't gotta worry about putting up a fight. I'll be your knight and shining armor through the night. I ain't like the other dudes, use it for one night. Then leave you on the next night, yeah, yeah. Girl, love is a passion, running without limitations. Girl, I could imagine life without you. I just wanna be down for you. You ain't gotta be perfect. Baby, you ain't gotta show me that you're worth it. Girl, my heart is open, girl, you can have it. These emotions that we have is a passion, yeah. If it's a dream, please don't wake me. Cause honestly, I'd rather live a finished dream. Turning your dreams to reality. I wanna love you for eternity. Even if the world was to end right now, I'll still love you, be around. You're the only one that holding me down when no one else stood around. That's why I love you with the passion. Girl, we unbreakable. I want you hooked to my heart and soul. Baby, don't let me go. Girl, we make each other world illuminate. Let me be the healing to your pain. Solving all your heartaches and all your headaches. Let me be the one to wipe your tears away when you're down feeling lonely. Girl, love is a passion, running without limitations. Girl, I can't imagine life without you. I just wanna be down for you. You ain't gotta be perfect. Baby, you ain't gotta show me that you're worth it. Girl, my heart is open, girl, you can have it. These emotions that we have is a passion, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, this is Ella J, an 17-year-old R&B singer from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Awesome. I'm happy to have you on the show. So I just played for everyone the song Passion, and yes. I am gathering this is like a love song.
I just let the time, whenever it allows, but like music, I always say I'm in a relationship with music because me and music has been in a relationship for years. So yeah. I want to be in a real relationship with my music and focus on that because I don't want to get sidetracked.
Yeah. So, yeah. Where does the passion for music come from?
The passion for music, one, it comes from God giving me the gift and me actually loving music. And second, music passion just comes from, you know, me actually loving music with a passion and just like being so like into it. And like, it's like, it's a part of my lifestyle. So it's like, I can't live without it. So music, I always want to be like in some type of entertainment. Mm-hmm. So when I found that I had a voice, I just like absolutely had a passion for music and including with the how soulful music can be. So yeah.
How do you feel about the R&B music now, especially with this generation that is trying to get that R&B sound back? Like when I listen to your music, I think instantly of Tevin Campbell.
Oh my God. Everybody says that. Everybody. With I think about the music industry now with R&B music, I think there's a lot of R&B music out nowadays. I just think that a lot of people, like a lot of people wants to bring back that sound. Mm. But I think that they're talking about the wrong things inside of music nowadays. Yeah. I think that it can all be back to that same sound. But I think it can start from like talk about love instead of, you know, just sex and drugs and stuff. So I think where that comes into place is rappers, not just talk about stuff that doesn't make sense. And, you know, some of our music nowadays with R&B singers, they're not saying what was music a long time ago. They're right. Now, I know it has to fit the generation of now, mm-hmm. but it has to be fit in some type of way where we can all bring back that R&B. So that real R&B sound, and talking about real music, real yeah. life issues. Yes.
Like some of the music artists that you listen to, who are some of the ones that stick out the most for you that inspire you creatively?
My first one is K. Michelle, definitely. And I would say Lucky Day, a lot of her, the R&B singer, her. What else can I say? Jacquees. Yeah, it's not really much because I just say my main inspiration through music is K. Michelle, because even though she talks about like her side of a story as being a woman, mm-hmm. I think on my side of the end, I talk about women. And I think that you can also not just talk about a relationship, you can also talk about real life issues. Like those artists, like especially her, she talks about real stuff that she actually been through.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it's always about writing life, not music.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's actually funny that you mentioned that because I did hear a cover song that you did of Sam Cooke's.
Yes.
A Change Is Gonna Come. How does it make you feel to be able to sing that song? And you sung it so well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. For me, being a Black young man in this world up to today, I think that it was a really great deliverance for me to sing it to the people and bear to deliver that, because I feel like the things that's going on in the world today, I think a young Black male like me have a voice and a gift that can uplift somebody and be able to touch many hearts and bear to show people that I'm here to help and I'm here to stand up for our Black culture because it does matter.
Yeah.
So it was really an honor for me to sing that song.
The way everything is going now with the pandemic, Black Lives Matter, how have you been feeling just seeing everything play out on the news? And, you know, as you said, you're a young Black man. So
yeah,
how do you use your voice?
I use my voice as in, you know, continuing writing music during quarantine and pandemics and stuff, continue writing lots of songs. I even wrote like many songs about what's going on in the world today. I've been, you know, coming up with lots of many ideas and, you know, just staying focused and not trying to entertain the other, not trying to let anything hinder me or make me get off a track. I know like even the things that's going on in the world today, try to just stay focused and try to write what's going on. And I just try to stay occupied with writing music that can actually heal people.
Yeah. What do you think would be one of the things that you would change within the music industry if you could?
Okay, so if my voice and my music can change the things in industry, I would say just about proving myself, showing people that I'm a young Black man that's writing music like I am today, that's actually healing women and healing other people and other people's relationships. I want to be the person that can heal people, not break people down. I want to have that voice where if somebody's going through something or feeling down, they can always just go touch play and play my music and be like, okay, I feel uplift. He's helping me get through this hard time, this relationship, this heartbreak or anything. So I always say that your gift as a voice is a healing to somebody's pain. Yeah.
For you to be so young, and I'm pretty sure you probably get this all the time, like, well, my age is not, like, I think some people say, even though I'm young, I've experienced things, or even though I'm young, yes. I have a understanding of life, right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
Let's just go back to when you were born. Like, walk me through the process of your younger years as a toddler and how you found your voice.
Okay. So, well, I know when, like, I'm going to go back into entertainment. So when I was about, I want to say 5 years old, I always wanted to be in the entertainment industry, because when I found out that circuses, like, I always wanted to be an entertainer in a circus. I know it sounds corny, but I always wanted to be in the circus. I always wanted to be in a spotlight. So I used to be a contortionist where I used to bend and do black flips and stuff.
Wow.
But, you know, God changes things you don't want to do in life anymore. He has a better plans for you. Right. So I say that I did that for about 2 years until I was about 10. Well, no, I say about 3-4 years. I did that for a little while. And then I guess I like happened to start listening to music, and out of nowhere, I remember that I was in like school, in a library. And keep in mind that libraries are, you have to be quiet in libraries, school libraries. Mm-hmm. And I just start bursting out singing Alicia Keys' Girl on Fire. And my teachers and everybody was just like turned around and was like, wow, like you have a voice, like you have an amazing voice. So ever since, I don't know what happened. It's just like I stopped doing contortioning, like doing backflips and stuff. And I got into singing like instantly. Like it's like almost like God turned my life around and said, no, this is what you need to, this is what I put you on this planet to do. So, and then I I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and I had happened to hear K. Michelle song, BSOP. And I was like, you know, I really have a passion for music. And, you know, this, like, if she can do it or somebody else I look up to can do it, I can do it. And mm-hmm. even though that God, and knowing that God wants me to really do this in my life, because I know that, because he put me here to do that. So I had, and then I got more inspirated by her. And then I kept going and kept doing the music. And out of nowhere, I just had that love for music. And now, and I just, over the years, I got better and better and better. And then I just started doing music, and that's just how it all happened.
So you sing, you write.
Yes.
Can you still do the backflips?
Can I still do backflips? I haven't did them since, like, I want to say I couldn't. Last time I did it was 2015, so I haven't even tried. I'm scared to, because I'm scared I might break my neck.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I do want to try and go back and try to do it again, but carefully, but yeah.
Are there other things that you would like to add to the list of things that you can do?
Yes, I can cook. I know how to cook real good. You know, it's a lot of young people my age that don't know how to really cook. You know, they cook like minor stuff, but I actually know how to cater and really cook really good, thick meals. I'm into like home designing. I love to decorate home. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to do a realtor license besides music. I do love to design like a lot of cool stuff, paint. Yeah, so anything with money and good stuff is really good for me.
It seems like you're very artistic.
Yes, artistic. Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome, because I just had a conversation not too long ago about having multiple streams of income. And, you know, a lot of music artists that come on to the podcast, they're always talking about how they do other things, and they've also created labels for themselves. So right, I was just wondering, like, other than singing, and I'm pretty sure you would probably get into acting too, right?
Yes, and that's one of my other, besides music, I do want to become, and well, I'm not going to say become, because I know I become just sounds so, you know, long, but do want to get into being an actor. My dream show I would love to do is like working with Tyler Perry or being on a Disney episode or show. So yes, acting is kind of what I want to do as well.
I could see that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I could see you. Like, I think I was watching a movie where they always have like a storyline. They play like the New Edition. They play them as they were kids, and then they went into adults. But, you know, every time you show somebody's life, you always have to make the character evolve. So I could kind of see you playing like this young character of some Tevin Campbell singers, like the younger version of Tevin Campbell or something like that.
But yeah, I got you.
What are some of the things that you do right now that you feel like you can do now with the pandemic, but you feel like you may not be able to do it after the pandemic is over? I know it probably sounds like a really silly question, but for example, like, I think I've spent so much time in my backyard. But once the pandemic is over, I'm probably going to be out more, and I probably will be in my backyard less.
I say be able to travel. I know that once this, like, the pandemic is over and all this stuff, I will be able to travel more and do bigger stuff and get out more. But I think my time is limited. I hate the word limited, but I think my time is like kind of limited right now because of the pandemic. So I won't be able to paint, and I won't be able to paint with my sister. I won't be able to, you know, I won't be able to write as much songs I want, because I might be doing something else on another journey right now. So I can't do the things like I used to, because I'm now going to be starting to travel after the pandemic, I believe.
I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, there's certain things that we've been able to take advantage of now,
right?
Have you had any loss during this pandemic?
Loss? Not that I know of. No, no losses during the pandemic. Oh, you're talking about anybody that died. No, no, yeah. No.
I mean, it's a good thing. I lost a few people.
Yeah, really good thing.
And I think that people just have to remember to be safe. And hopefully, you know, this too shall pass.
Yes, yes. Amen, yes.
Who are some of the other artists that you wish you could work with?
Artists that I wish I can work with will be, I would say, K. Michelle. I would say Bryson Tiller, definitely. I would love to work with Bryson Tiller.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think some other people. I would say Jacquees. I would love to work with him as well. Alicia Keys. And
definitely.
I would say, I think that's about it.
Yeah. I'm sure more will come as your journey goes on. But
oh, yeah, definitely Lucky Day as well. Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot him. Yes.
Where can people listen to your music now? What platforms are the songs available on for people to listen?
Well, my music is on all music platforms right now, on all like digital streaming platforms right now, even including SoundCloud. And including YouTube, and mostly they're on like Spotify right now, doing great, and Apple Music, mostly anywhere you could think of.
The songs that you have now, those are singles, and you're working your way to an EP, or you're working your way to an album?
Yes. So the songs that I have now are actually both are singles, but later down the road, there will be an EP and more, you know, probably more another single be after Passion. So these songs are just like singles for right now, but later down the road, soon there will be like an EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. How would you categorize your sound? Like soul, country, a little hip?
I say my sound is really soulful with a little dab of country to it, only like a little twang of country to it. But I think my voice is really soulful. Mm-hmm. Like, as you said, I remind you of Tevin Campbell.
Yeah.
It has like, if you listen to Tevin Campbell, he has like, I don't like to compare myself to other artists, but as you listen to him, I have to listen, go back and hear him. He kind of sounds like he has a little country tang to him when he does high notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think I have like a soulful, like a soulful country twang to my voice. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you would say, well, not really interesting, because I think every artist feels the way that you feel with not comparing yourself to other artists. But sometimes when those artists are a legend, and if you say their name, mostly everyone was like, oh, yeah, I already know who that is.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of people says like, Tevin Campbell was a really great compliment for somebody to say you remind them of them because you have to salute them.
Yes.
And he was actually an amazing singer, amazing hit record. So I'm a true believer of that.
I mean, he's worked with some of the best producers. And
yes,
I'm just wondering, like, is he listening to us? No.
Right.
Like, hey.
Right.
But what do you think is the biggest accomplishment that you've had so far?
The biggest accomplishment I have had so far is now, the things that I'm doing now, like even with the interviews as we speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that's going about to happen take place this year and take place like with the people that I'm working with now. I think I'm doing better than last year and years prior because now this has actually been a blessing for me to actually be able to do and live in my dream, like, and do what I need to do like I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I mean, it's a great thing for someone to say I'm doing what I love instead of something that I feel forced to do.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think is the biggest lesson that you can, you know, have for my listeners, especially the younger audience? Because I have really young audiences. I mean, a really young audience that I never even knew. I had 13-year-olds that are listening to my podcast.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes I'm like, okay, let me just scale it back. And, you know, for you to be so young and you kind of know the direction of where you want to go, what would be the best advice that you can give to my listeners?
For the young listeners that's listening now, I would say stay focused and always remain to be yourself and be humble and be strong, because the world that we live in today, you have to be really strong and very intelligent, because, you know, you can't let nobody take you for granted, because at the end of the day, you have to be you, and you can't let no one else direct you another way. You have to stay focused and be teachable and stay true to yourself. Yeah. And I would say just stay strong.
I love that, though. The teachable part?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Some people, they're like, ugh, they just can't.
Yeah.
They don't want to take the criticism, and it's constructive criticism, but I like that. Be teachable.
Okay, you're right, right. Yeah.
So just one more time, tell everybody where they can find your music.
Okay. You can find my music, my latest release, Passion, on all music platforms right now, including SoundCloud, YouTube, and Spotify, Apple Music, and everywhere you can think of. And that's including every music right now. It's all on all streaming digital platforms available right now.
Yes.